This November, Utahns will vote on Constitutional Amendment B, which could mean a lot more spending money for Utah schools in the coming years. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
Constitutional Amendment B would change how Utah manages its school trust fund. And it's one of those ballot measures that will get some head-scratching on November 8th. The wording is confusing. So I call up Natalie Gordon, who is a trust land specialist with the State Board of Education. And I asked how she'd explain the amendment to a friend.
First thing that I would explain is that this is not all education funding. It's just the trust land money.
This money comes from 3.4 million acres the state has set aside to help finance public schools. And that land was designated way back when Utah became a state in 1896. For a long time, that land was poorly managed. But since the trust reforms of the 90s, the value has increased significantly, from $50 million to $2.15 billion. And Amendment B would allow that trust to operate more like an endowment, resulting in more spending for schools right now.
So we will be able to distribute to the school community councils that are in every public and charter school in Utah an additional $30 or $40 million over the next 2 or 3 years.
Now, this does mean that the trust won't increase as fast as it has since the 90s, and that's the main argument against the amendment.
And that's true. We will not be growing this fund as fast as we have been. But it hasn't been fair to current students how quickly we've been growing this fund.
And this measure was supported by almost everyone in the state Senate and the entire House, which is rare, especially for an amendment with funding and schools in the same sentence. Lee Hale, KUER News.